بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن الغش والخداع. There is the next chapter in which is the prohibition of deluding and deceiving others. This is also not permissible that we must deceive any person, especially in business transactions this refers to, but generally in everything we must not delude and deceive people. قال الله تعالى والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says that those people who accuse believing men and women without any sin on their part, that is, they have not done anything wrong, and you accuse such people, the result of that will be that they will bear a burden of slander and a manifest and open sin in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So it, in that is also contained deceiving of other believers, etc. And also, unfortunately, this is very common with us in our business practices, that how we deceive people, etc. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حمل علينا السلاح فليس منا ومن غشنا فليس منا. وفي رواية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه said that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم says anyone who takes up arms against us is not of us, and one who deceives us is not one of us. That is, when a person, he goes against the Muslims generally and he starts fighting against the Muslims. Though he may not become a non-Muslim, but he is not one of us, all the virtues which are mentioned, he will be deprived of those virtues. And similarly, that person who deceives other people in business matters, he is also not one of us, he hasn't got the qualities of a Muslim, of a mu'min. A Muslim is one who won't deceive other people. وفي رواية له, and in another narration of Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر على سبرة طعام. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a heap of food like wheat, flour, etc. How it is advertised, especially outside grocery shops. The bag is open, and those days just a heap of flour, wheat, whatever it was. فَأَدْخَلَ يَدَهُ فِيهَا. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pushed his hand into that wheat or flour. فَنَالَتْ أَصَابِعَهُ بَلَدًا. And then his fingers had made out that it is wet under. On top it was dry, and under it was wet. فقال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم asked that person ما هذا يا صاحب الطعام, oh the owner of this shop of this food, what is this, how come it is something else on top and it is something else under? On top it is very nice dry flour and inside it is wet, and nobody wants to buy wheat or flour or something which is wet, and that on top is dry, the bottom is wet. فقال أصاب قال أصابته السماء يا رسول الله. He said, oh Allah, Allah's Rasul, rain fell on it, and therefore it became wet. And فقال أفلا جعلته فوق الطعام حتى يراه الناس. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that which has become wet, why don't you put that on top so people can see what they are buying? Now they will see the dry flour, this very good flour, whatever meal is, whatever, and then they buy it, and then you are giving them what the wet. And this applies to many other transactions like this, where you deceive your customer into various things. So one should be very careful. For example, this includes breaching of a trust and all such methods which are employed in business to mislead a customer, such as mixing inferior quality goods with good quality. Or you show somebody the sample of something which is good, but when you deliver something else, something inferior. Or you change the reading of your speedometer in the motor car. whatever else. Many people, very sadly, you go and see the car, you're very happy, you buy it, you pay your deposit. After that, they change the tires. There, you saw it with good new tires, good tires. Now, when they change the tires, they put old tires on. There are very, very many ways which people are deceiving one another. The serious warning is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person is not from amongst us who deceives people in this business transactions. So we should be very clear with our business transactions. We should not deceive anyone in any way. And taking arms refers to rebelling against the Muslims. A person who is a Muslim, but he rebels against the Muslim, and he kills people without any valid reasons. Those who rebel against the Muslims or who deceive them in business are regarded as the enemies, because they destroy the harmony, the peace, the trust that should exist between the Muslims. All Muslims should live as one family, as one brotherhood. When Muslims cheat or deceive in business, Allah Ta'ala withdraws His assistance and blessings from there. We might think that I made a quick buck and I made lot of money, but by that deception, Allah Ta'ala withdraws His assistance and His rahmat and His barakat from there. And it is also necessary in Muslim countries that the Muslim government should regulate transactions to see that these type of wrong practices do not take place. In another hadith from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tanajashu. The meaning of which is that do not deceive one another by pretending to purchase merely to raise the price. Like many people, like in an auction, or even in other things, you want to sell something, and you get your henchmen, and you give them some small commission, and you tell them to offer you a better price. So the actual buyer, he sees, I'm being outbidded here, and then he raises his price. So you are just raising the price in order to get a better price from the potential buyer. Or like in an auction, people are appointed, there are no buyers. They just go there and they bid higher, so that the other person has to now also pay more. This is also forbidden. That all these types of practices in which there is any type of deception, defraud, these are not permitted whatsoever. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن النجش. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade deceiving others by pretending to purchase merely to raise the price. So that is similar to danajashu and najshi, that a person is just bidding in order to raise the price so that the seller can get a better price. And the poor potential buyer, he is put in a hard position. And to match the price, now unnecessarily he has to pay more. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ ذَكَرَ رَجُلًا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّهُ يُخْدَعُ فِي الْبُيُوتِ. One person mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he is normally deceived in business transaction. He was a person who was a little weak in mind, a little bit backwards. People took advantage of him, and he didn't know the value of things and prices. So people should make him pay more. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ بَايَعْتَ فَقُلْ لَا خِلَابَ. That whenever you make a transaction with somebody, make this dua, لَا خِلَابَ. What does this mean? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell that person, let there be no deception. In other words, don't take advantage of me. I'm not a person who knows much about all business things and about value of things, so don't take advantage of me. This person was Habban ibn Munqidh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had some mental weakness. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him to say these words whenever he dealt with people and he did not know the reality of business, the value of things, etc. Then he told them also that he has a choice of 3 days. He can buy, but he can then either keep the goods when he's satisfied in 3 days, or that he cancels the sale. He remained alive till the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And whenever he would buy, it was said to him, if somebody said to him, you paid too much for it, then he would return it. He would discuss it with people, he would return it. But the Sahabi would testify that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had granted him choice for 3 days, and the seller would then refund it to him. In other words, we should not to deceive people in business, defraud using unbelievable tricks and tactics people use in business, how they deceive others. This is all not permissible, and it causes Allah's barakat and Allah's rahmat to take away. It causes endless enmity and fights amongst people. People start hating one another for all these matters. So a person should avoid this completely. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبب زوجة امرئ أو مملوكه فليس منا. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, a person who corrupts another person's wife or his servant is not amongst us. How does a person corrupt another person's wives? There are many ways. For example, you go and tell whether it's a woman or a man, and this is also common amongst us. You go and speak to a woman and you tell her your husband is like this, he's got this bad qualities, he's a very stingy person, he's a womanizer. You are corrupting that woman. Now she's going to turn against her husband, and you are the cause that she rebels against her husband. Or for example, you go to her and you tell about another man, or even about yourself, that this man, yeah, he has got this good qualities. Now she will dislike her own husband. That my husband is very stingy, my husband got no manners, my husband has got no time for me. You are corrupting him. Or you mentioned that her husband has got lot of wealth, but he doesn't spend on you. Many people, they put up wives like this. And many times it will be even the mother-in-law, the sisters-in-law, family members put up the wife, and then the wife turns against the husband. This is also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden it in such strong terms that such people are not amongst us. And with regard to the workers, you go and put up the workers. Your boss isn't paying you right. He's underpaying you, etc. Now you put up the workers against the boss. And this is also a common practice of unions, that unnecessarily they put up workers also, that your boss is not paying you right. The poor man didn't have any job, any bread. Now you gave him a job, he's happy with that job. Now somebody goes and put him up, that your boss is worth much more. He's just paying you peanuts. You are wasting your time here, and you make them rebel like this. This also upsets the whole system. So all this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned against in the strongest terms by saying those people are not from amongst us. So we should be very careful of these wrong practices also. And from here also we should understand that our iman in Islam is not only the masjid and namaz, but our business is also our iman in Islam. Our treatment of our wives and how we stay in the family and in the community, that is all part of iman and Islam as well.